Stop 6, the clearing. As you follow the windy path through the clearing, you'll see a large slab of rock that dips at about 30 degrees in a northwesterly direction. As you've wandered through the site, you've probably noticed that there are quite a number of these unusual rocky ridges tucked away in the woods at the edges of the paths. When the clay pit was active, the workers would carefully follow bands of clay and soft mudstone, extracting them in preference to less valuable sandstone or poor coal. When thick sandstones were encountered, the workers would dig what they had to in order to reach the clay and leave the rest behind, resulting in the ridges that you see today. Generally, the coal in Werrenthyi wasn't very good quality and wasn't suitable for the hearth at home or industry because it contained too much ash and iron pyrite. Despite this, the coal wasn't wasted. It was often used in small quantities in brickmaking, where it would be combined with sand and clay before firing. The coal would burn within the clay, increasing the firing temperature and making the brick light and hard. You can either leave the audio trail here and head out of the site on this windy path, or retrace your footsteps to visit the final two stops. If you choose to exit the trail here, this path will take you to a forestry track that runs around the western edge of the site. From here, you can return to where you started the trail or head up onto Caerphilly Common.